The Revelation by Beverly Lewis. This audio recording was produced by Bethany House Publishers, which owns the copyright. No portion of this audiobook may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Bethany House Publishers. Please visit ChristianAudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
The Revelation by Beverly Lewis, published by Bethany House. October 24th, 1963. 6 endless days have come and gone since that wonderful, good, crimson and gold speckled day when Jonas returned to Lancaster County to declare his fondest affection for me. Yet I've had no word since, not even following his important visit with the bishop. And as each day passes, I'm mindful not to give in to fretting, loosen myself in needless worry. I must simply bide my time till I know precisely what my beloved is up against. That decision will be made following preaching service tomorrow, though I don't dread this meeting as much as I did my sister Sadie's kneeling confession, because Jonas did not commit a sin of the flesh, as Sadie did. His only transgression was to disobey Bishop Bontrager's rigid position on never leaving the church of one's baptism, a sin as defined by our ordinum. Sadie and I have talked frankly about Jonas's return. I simply had to share my heart, lest it burst apart. She is the only one who knows he saw me before going to visit Bishop Bontrager.